This is Whitney, and this is
Liz,
and we're so happy to be back. Today, we are talking about something kind of random for us, but not at all because we're into this stuff. So we're talking about conspiracy theories, but we're first going to check in. So how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in my fitness era, but so are you.
Yeah.
Miss 10K a day.
Want to die.
Yeah. So
how's it going?
It's going well. So how did this start? Well, I work with somebody who is a runner.
Mm-hmm. Can't relate, but yeah.
Me neither. And she asked, would you do a half marathon with me? And I was like, I said, sure, I think I could do that. Now, this tells you how much of a non-runner that I am, is I went this whole time thinking that a half marathon was a 5K. Uh-huh. Okay, so I thought that was 3 miles. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I may die, but it's not too bad. Yeah. And then about 2 weeks ago, she was like, no, this is like 13.1 miles.
What? I walk 4 miles a day.
So I know you
the
do.
The thought of 13 is crazy.
Well, and so, yeah, exactly. And so I was already in it because something about me is when I say I'm going to do something, like when I wrap my mind around committing to something, mm-hmm. I have to do it. Okay. It's like a challenge to myself. So we were locked in. We had registered. We had paid to register. This is in Montana.
Oh, you got to buy a plane ticket to
everybody. No. So when she tells me that, I'm like, you know those moments in life? I felt like That's So Raven, mm-hmm. where I just paused and in my eye was me falling off this mountain at like mile 4. Oh. And I'm like, okay, I guess I got to do this. So, you know, then I'm like, okay, well, I guess we better start training because there's no way I can just start training 4 months ahead of time thinking that I'm going to be fine. No. This is going to require some effort. So I got a couch to half marathon app.
Yeah. Okay. I did that back when I could run.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got the idea from you, the couch to marathon.
Couch to 5K?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, there's got to be one for a half marathon. So I start this. Well, I strap into my non-running shoes, and day 2, I get a blister. And I'm like, this is not how this is supposed to go. So then I'm like, nah, I got to get some running shoes. And then I did some more research and realized that you will have to, like, strengthen your core mm-hmm. in order to run long distance. Like, this is legit.
This is a whole—so my uncle, who was an alcoholic— Mm-hmm. He switched up being an alcoholic and went into running. This is now his new addiction.
Okay.
It's a whole lifestyle. He like holds down his nipples because those can chafe. You know, yeah. Like runners do that. Like yeah. They put tape down their nipples and then, or something like that. And then there's also like, you have to have sour candy when you're running.
Yes. Okay. So there are like these energy gel packets that you can do, which Ashley doesn't like doing those because she said it doesn't like sit well in her stomach. So she introduced me to like Stroop waffles that they give you like on planes. Hmm. They're like crispy waffles. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting a water vest to start training with because.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people in the walking community. I'm not in the running group. They're starting to do weighted vests.
Yeah.
I've thought about it, but I'm like, I'm already miserable. Why do I want to do that? But
right.
Anyway.
Well, in me waiting for my running shoes to come in because your girl's not going back outside mm-hmm. with some freaking proper shoes, I was like, I guess we'll dust off the old Jillian Michaels DVD. So I have body.
That name.
It's
giving chills to my 8-year-old soul that was doing Weight Watchers and eating Special K.
So the last time I did Jillian Michaels was in 2014. I really did it in 2012, right after graduating college, right before my internship. I was doing this program. It's called Body Revolution. It's 12 weeks long. It's intense, okay? And I was doing it with my mom. I lost 65 pounds in 2 months.
Oh, my God. That's a lot for 2 months.
Yeah.
But that's,
and I was doing it the proper way. Like, I was eating the way I'm supposed to, right? Like, I did it safely. It's just my body went, holy shit. Girl is moving, I guess. So, So I started that. I dusted it off. In 2014, I was like, I'm going to do this again. I was living in California, and very traumatically, my knee dislocated in the worst way possible. I won't go too into it because it's pretty disgusting. And I have not touched these DVDs in like literally over 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
And then when Jeff and I were cleaning out the garage, I was like, oh, there's that bitch. Guess I'm going to dust them. So I'm in day 3 of it and my body is screaming. But it's, you know, like when you work out, it's like a good.
Yeah, you feel accomplished.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I like this feeling. So I have these memories. I started out with a weight loss plan very young because I've always been chunky. But my mom, after she worked at the health department in Pulaski County, like Somerset, Kentucky, and all the women would get together at the end of the day and do Buns of Steel and Richard Simmons. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. So like yeah. When I think of workout tapes, I just think of Richard Simmons.
Oh my gosh. No, she's way meaner than Richard Simmons.
Is that his first name? Richard Simmons?
I think. Or is it Russell Simmons? No, Russell Simmons.
Reverend. Okay. Reverend's brother.
Okay. And then Gene Simmons is Kiss.
Yeah. Right? Too many Simmons.
There are a lot of Simmons. But so yeah, that's my journey. I thought I was going to die today. Today was cardio one, which is questionable. I don't know. But have you seen that Office episode where they, do you watch The Office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do a marathon for The Office.
Yeah, and
Michael Scott's nipples start bleeding.
Yeah. He's not even running that much.
I know.
That's the comedy. Wait, what, have you seen this new like spinoff? They're trying to pitch.
Actually, that is so funny that you say that. Jeff and I literally started it last night.
Was it good?
The paper. It is funny.
Okay.
It is funny.
It probably will never be The Office, but
it's not, and they don't go around The Office. They talk about it.
Mm.
Like, directly, they talk about Dunder Mifflin, how it was sold to this paper company, and then that is now the paper.
Okay.
And it's really good. Speaking of series that looks so funny, there is a new YouTube series called The Promised Land. Have you heard of this?
The Promised Land? Is it like about the Bible?
Yes. Oh. And it's supposed to be comedy. It's like very Office themed. It looks hysterical. And some of the actors are from The Chosen.
Oh, okay. So is it going to be like making fun of God, or do you think it's going to be kind of respectful but funny at the same time?
Yeah, that's what it is. Because I don't think I could, in my new like era, when you said that this year is like all about you, you're going to focus about you, I was like, yeah, what a bad bitch statement, like a girl boss statement. And I'm going to hone that.
Yeah.
So I'm in it with you.
Cool.
And so I'm on my fitness journey and I've just really focused on like my relationship with God and what really matters and family and health and, you know, friendship and stuff like that. So it looks really good, though.
Yeah. I just, because we've talked about righteous gemstones.
Mm-hmm. Righteous gemstones. Yeah.
And I just, like, I get to this place where I, as a Christian, can laugh and hoo and haw, but, like, I want to make sure it's not, like,
sacrilegious.
Yeah, so.
And that's the thing. That's where I'm at, is if my mom can watch it.
Oh, okay.
Then it's okay. Yeah. If my mom cannot watch it, maybe I shouldn't be watching it. She would literally hate the Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I probably shouldn't.
I don't know. It is really funny.
I feel like I would laugh, but then I'd be laying in bed at night and be like, I shouldn't have laughed at that.
Yeah.
But do you know what I've been watching a lot of?
What?
Documentaries.
Don't say it like that. Gosh,
I unjokingly accidentally said it like that yesterday, and stop. I'm like, I've heard too many people say it like this.
Girl, it is all over TikTok, and everyone on my Instagram poll. So I put this Instagram poll out there because this new unknown number high school catfish,
it's all over,
documentary came out on Netflix. I watched it with Jeff and Whitney, and it's a great one. If you haven't seen it, please watch it. It's completely unhinged. But I'm on TikTok watching videos about it, and everyone's like, this is such a great documentary.
Do you think they were doing it to comment on the way she said it, or do you think they genuinely think, maybe it's a regional thing?
I don't know, but I put it on my story, like, this can't be real. Like, why are people saying documentary? It's a documentary. And everyone voted the way I say it, mm-hmm. documentary. And I was like, okay. And some people were like, there's no way people say it like this. I'm like, okay, too many people say it like that, though. I'm not crazy.
Documentary.
So let us know, which way do you say it?
So I'm pretty sure, not to act like I invented the documentary, but I'm pretty sure I was the first one to watch it because literally I sat down and watched it. I was eating Chipotle and I was like, how has nobody talked about this? And then I get over here and I make you watch it. And then it's like,
Everywhere. Dude, I hadn't even heard of it till you said it. And I was like, do you mind watching it again?
I've watched it three times now.
And then my
mom was pissed. My mom cannot get over it.
Dude, how I am. I just do not understand. I do not understand. But my favorite part is I said, okay, Whitney, when do I find out who it is? And she goes, oh, like early on. No, you don't find out till like 15 minutes before it's over, okay?
Well, I was eating Chipotle, so time was just...
I love that Chipotle puts you in this amazing time
warp. I love it. It is sometimes delicious. It's like, but sometimes you get it and it's like slaps.
Yeah, fire. I feel like that's with a lot of restaurants, though. Like, Jeff and I know which Taco Bell's to go to, which one's mm-hmm. not to, okay?
Yeah.
Which I probably won't be having Taco Bell for a while.
You know, Taco Bell is one of the healthier options. No. I swear, they have, like, vegan options. They have gluten-free options. It's like a taco is 190 calories.
What?
Yeah. It's like you can really do some damage in there for lower calorie.
Okay, then. Pop off, Taco Bell. I did find out. I found out from Evan, who is my boss, and he's very, like, fitness-focused. Mm-hmm. God bless him. He keeps me on my fitness journey. He's helping me through this process because when I told him I was doing a half marathon, he went, what?
I feel like, what do you mean what?
I said, okay, I know I'm a big girl, but... And he said, no, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And then he kept proceeding to like scare the crap out of me. And I said, this is not helping. But he told me that there's so much protein. Well, not so much, but like 90 grams of protein or something ridiculous in a double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Yeah. I know because of my carnivore journey, yeah. But it's a lot of calories. You get a lot of protein, but a lot of calories.
I know. It's like
I don't know. I don't know anything. I just try every diet that's known to man and then have knowledge of it.
Girl, you could tell me there's protein in Oreos and I'd be like, nom, 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 nom.
There is protein in Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, the peanut butter. I remember you telling me that, too, because I thought about that the other day. Because I bought some Reese's pumpkins because 'tis the season. Yep. It's the fall now. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. So, not to get onto this, but this is the what I've heard is, like, say you want to be – say your goal weight is – I'm trying to think. So, like, my goal weight, and I feel like maybe this is a lot of people's goal, I want to be 150 pounds. I feel like that's a good medium mm-hmm. weight to be. So if you're wanting to be that, you need to eat 150 grams of protein. So, like, whatever your goal is, you eat that much protein.
Oh, sheesh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm currently, I'll say it. I'm currently 252. Okay, 254 at the doctor, but we're not going to talk about that. 252 on my bathroom scale with a dying battery. And I would feel great at 170, I think.
That's a good, like, I know just because, like, 150 to the 160, 170 mark is my sweet spot.
So that means I got to eat 170 grams of protein. I got to find some serious sources of protein. My Javi coffee is not cutting it.
Fairlife protein shakes.
Okay.
Best.
Okay.
Best.
I've been drinking the Coffee Premier Protein in the morning.
They're all right. But but the Fairlife ones are more expensive, but they're like the top tier ones for me. Mm. They taste like melted ice cream.
Mm. I can do that.
And then you can make them, you can make a dirty Alani with them.
Oh.
Like mix your Alani.
You sound like the Book of, or not Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon.
Mom Talk Mormons.
Oh, yeah.
A dirty this, a dirty that. A Texas Tab.
Did we become a fitness podcast?
No, we'll never be a fitness podcast. podcast. Let's not get it twisted. Okay, we're just on our fitness journey.
We're in our era. I'm in my my current fixation.
That's right. That's right.
But anyway, I'm proud of us for doing the damn thing.
We'll see where we're at next time we record. next week. Okay. Oh. What?
So I've been on the shot.
Well, which shot? There's a lot of shots.
Well, I've been on the semi-glutide shot. Okay.
Okay.
For a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Month, maybe a month and a week, maybe. No weight loss at all. And this is the second time I've tried it, and every time no weight loss. And I work out and I try to stick to a calorie deficit, like most close I can. No weight loss. Since I've started walking 10K a day, I've already lost like 2 to 3 pounds.
No way.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll keep on that trajectory. And I kind of just want to stop doing the shot just because I just don't, it's not like I'm necessarily all about it, bad about it, but it's just like unnecessary chemicals to be in your body. It's not helping.
Yeah. Do you administer it yourself or do you go somewhere?
Yeah.
God, I can't imagine giving myself a shot. I can give anybody else a shot. It does not make me queasy.
The first time I did it, I was like, ooh, and then it's fun. Oh, okay. But yeah, I'm quitting because it didn't work for me. It works for everybody else.
Get not the shot. I admitted to my mom group the other day that I tell Billy that her liquid medicine are shots.
Oh,
okay. I'm like, okay, Bills, come take your shot.
Oh, like a shot.
Like a shot. Like LMFAO. Shot, shot, mm-hmm. shot, shot. And she knows what a chaser is. So I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but she is funny. Life. Yeah. Maybe if I expose her early, she won't care about it later.
So how did we decide we were going to do conspiracy theories?
Well, we were at dinner one night and we just started kind of talking about them, right?
Oh, that was it, that dinner?
No.
We discussed it at that dinner.
Yeah, we discussed it at that dinner. Okay. And you said that would be a really cool podcast idea. And I said, well, there's so many conspiracy theories. Yeah. And that, you know, there's an allure of conspiracy theories. People love them because it mixes mystery and entertainment and paranoia. And like, you know, sometimes you fall down that rabbit hole and YouTube or Reels at 3 a.m. and you
Reddit like, is my black hole of choice.
I am not an avid Reddit person.
Oh my gosh, I stay on Reddit.
Remember when, what was that one? Not Twitter. It started with a T, though.
Tumblr?
Oh, yeah, Tumblr.
Love Tumblr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have a few favorites. Jeff is a huge conspiracy guy. He recently admitted that he thinks some other high touch topics are conspiracies. And I'm like, ooh, didn't know that about you.
We thought it was going to be the end of your relationship that night. It was someone else's.
Laugh through the pain. Laugh through the pain. No, but seriously, I was like, you know, sometimes Jeff says like things at the most random times, and I'm like, I really didn't know that about you. Are you a stranger? Is Jeff even your real name? But yeah, he's, you know, there's a whole conspiracy theory around 9/11, which honestly, I'm not going to touch, but that's
which
the one
I brought
we're talking
it up,
about.
And then I felt bad about bringing it up.
You're like, oh, whoopsie. But yeah, Jeff really just pays attention. Although, listen, we are living in a time where conspiracy theories are starting to not turn out to be conspiracy mm-hmm. theories. They're turning out to be the truth.
Very true.
And it's kind of a scary time. I never in my life thought my mom would believe a conspiracy theory. And here she's out here like, I don't call them conspiracy theories. I call them conspiracy truths. And I was like, okay, well, stand on business then, Mom.
She's standing on business.
Yeah. So, okay. So you go first. What are some of your...
Okay.
Favorites.
So I was on Reddit, which I should look at Reels and what was the other thing you said? YouTube.
Yeah.
But I got on Reddit because I stay on there because I watch another podcast called Two Hot Takes. And they basically go through Am I the Asshole stories and talk about it, which I think we need to do an episode like that because it'd be so funny. But so I was on Reddit and I researched. I was trying to do like research for this case I'm about to tell you. But somebody had a subreddit called What's Your Favorite Nashville Conspiracy Theory? And someone said that you actually have to pedal. like the pedal tavern things.
Oh,
that yeah. made me laugh so hard. I don't know if they meant to be funny, but I was like, because I don't know. Do you really have to pedal on those?
So I watch every time they go by because honestly, I think it's a load of baloney that you pay this person. Not only do you have to bring your own booze to this pedal tavern experience, which if you don't know what that is, it's like 10 bikes. Well, it looks like a bar and there's stools around the bar, but each stool has pedals. So you have to also pedal. And here's the thing. I have seen people pedal and I think the whole thing is you're making the person, the driver's life easier if you pedal, okay. right? Because it's more energy and Broadway's one big hill. If you've never been to Nashville, Broadway is literally a, I don't know, what do you think?
A valley.
Yeah. What do you think that incline is?
Oh.
12 degrees?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know physics.
It's very steep. I always think of the TPAC dock because the TPAC dock is 9 degrees and it's a serious angle. But I, you know, it's gradual. So I think it's like 12 degrees. Anyway, it's a huge hill. So to bike up that sucker with 20 drunk people on it, that's a lot of energy. So I think you're supposed to help pedal like up.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal, but.
I don't
know. Maybe it's because I've been around it a lot and been stuck behind them. So I'm just like, this is real stupid.
But. There would be an appeal if it came with booze. The second I found out you had to bring booze on it, I'm like, no, 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 no.
I still am like, we're doing exercise while we're drunk.
Yeah, it can't go very well. But that's funny.
But anyway, so when we were doing this episode, I was like, I want to do some that are kind of like, you don't really hear conspiracy theories that deal with country music or Nashville, but there's been one recently in the last 3 years, and it's like, is Garth Brooks a serial killer? Okay?
Okay.
And think about it. Do you think Garth gives serial killer vibes?
I don't know him well enough. I don't think so.
Well, I saw him at a party when I first moved to town. Mm-hmm. It was his daughter's CD release party. Mm-hmm. And at the time, like, we met each other's eyes, and it was kind of like, don't you say a word. Like, don't let people know. Because he was very, like, he didn't have his cowboy hat on. He was very casual. It was kind of like a look of, like, I know you know, but you don't need to say anything.
Okay.
Kind of things. And now that I've read this, I'm thinking back, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of creepy.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. So, anyway, so this theory, have you heard this theory?
No.
Okay. So, this theory originated on another podcast by a comedian named Tom Segura. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you say it. Do you know him?
So. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think.
So, throughout his episodes, he has asked the famous line, where are the bodies, Garth?
Okay.
Because basically, how this started is Tom said on his podcast that Garth just gives off like serial killer psychopath vibes, which if you, I love Garth Brooks. I grew up in a family where we're like, love him. We had disc of his like major concert in like New York that mm-hmm. was just filled with people. He's very passionate and he'll like stare with his eyeballs at the crowd. So I kind of understand what he's saying a little bit. But once it hit the podcast, people started taking it to Reddit, to YouTube, to TikTok, and they were talking about all these things of like, wait, he might be onto something here. Mm-hmm. So why it is a thing is because people have been able to correspond like tour dates and missing person mm-hmm. cases that line up with Garth's tour dates from 1993 to 1994, okay? And it's like, well, these are all major cities. Like, mm-hmm. that would be like saying there was a concert in Nashville and then there was also a missing person. Okay, well, we have concerts and missing persons all every day.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And then it's like the subject matter of his music. And I think the biggest thing is the Chris Gaines.
I was just about to say, because he tried to create an alter ego.
So, I didn't know. Well, I feel like I did know this, but I kind of forgot. That was actually like made for a movie.
Oh.
So that what? Was Yeah, so Chris Gaines is like a whole alter ego that it was supposed to be a movie character, but the movie never came out.
Oh.
So that makes more sense because last okay. night I was listening to the music. So he's supposed to be a rock. Have you heard the music?
No, girl. It's like, I've just seen pictures
I
of him.
I was over there. It's like real soft, like not rock at all, but he's like
emo. Yeah, he looks emo. Yeah.
It's like yeah. bad. So people, that was one of the main reasons for that. But this has nothing to do really with the conspiracy theory. But last year, Garth Brooks got accused of raping his former makeup artist and hairstylist.
He did? Uh-huh. Where? What rock do I live under? I swear you tell me.
You live in Nashville, like- too. Anyway, so there was that, which he denied it. But then the makeup artist and hairstylist came back and said it wasn't only that, that her lawyer said that he had hired someone to kill her. So, I don't know.
What would his motive be, though?
With murdering people?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do people, should they have a...
I guess.
Like Brian Koberger, what was his motive?
I don't know. Or Ted Bundy. Or Jeffrey
Dahmer. I think I know Brian Koberger's. He is an incel. But Garth Brooks is not an incel.
Brian Koberger, is that the Idaho?
Mm-hmm. Why every time I'm with you, I feel like I have a...
I don't know. You're also not even in frame.
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I don't think the lights are working. Okay, so anyway, during the research of this conspiracy, mm-hmm. though, I ended up on the Black Hole Reddit, of course, and I found a user, and I think it's another podcast called Last Podcast on the Left. I think I've seen, I probably heard
them before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're big.
Yeah, so they were doing a research on this Garth situation, and they have this whole thread about what they found. They've actually found evidence against Tom Segura being a killer. So they think that he is the Lady Bird killer. Do you know about Lady Bird?
I've heard the name. Okay. I don't know anything
so
about the
Lady
case.
Bird Lake, I think it's in either Austin or it's in a major city in Texas, either Dallas, Austin, something like that. But there's been multiple men that have just shown up there, which it all links back to the smiley face killer or okay. the happy face, whatever it is. There's a happy face killer and there's a smiley face killers. So like young men will be killed in major cities when they're out partying and they end up in lakes. A lot of people think Riley. The guy
What's
in Nashville.
His last name Gaines.
So Riley Gaines, I'm pretty sure, is a swimmer for UK that was really conservative.
You're right. Let me look up that other guy's name. Okay.
But anyway, maybe he's part of this because what they think is this: there's a national group of people that mm-hmm. are all the same. They go after attractive college age men, and like they will
well. That fits the thing. Riley Strain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is very similar. But anyway, these are the reasons that they found that they think Tom Segura is maybe possibly trying to point the finger to point it away from him. So Segura won a writing competition in high school with a paper that detailed how he would murder someone and get away with it.
Okay.
And throughout his podcast and his like comedy shows, he often discusses the act of murder very nonchalantly. And then again, there is many deaths that correspond with tour dates or days off on tour for Tom. Mm. Many think Tom is the Lady Bird Lake killer due to corresponding dates and times. I just want to say, so we don't get sued.
Allegedly. This is all allegedly.
There are no official criminal charges or investigations against Garth. Or Tom for murder. But it is interesting.
Yeah, this is all just conspiracy theory. Okay. Allegedly.
Yeah.
My favorite word lately. Allegedly. That's insane, dude. That is insane. Never in a million years would I ever suspect Garth Brooks, to be honest. But
So say that it does come out that Garth is. I locked eyes with a killer. And I felt it.
And that's the name of your autobiography. I locked eyes with the killer. Nobody can steal that. That's copywritten. Okay.
I can't. I can't think. Garth is a part of my childhood. I love you, Garth. Even if you killed
me. Also, I love at the very beginning of this, I go, I don't know him well enough. I don't know him at all. I don't know who I think I am.
Three people never apart, met you him. Do. 3 degrees of separation.
Dude, the world is so small. It is so wild. I was just talking about this with people the other day, but
we know everybody.
Well, between the two of us, we know a heck of a lot of people. It's mm-hmm. pretty wild. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, there is a conspiracy theory that Elvis may still be alive and living and living underground in Nashville.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, can I add something here?
Yeah.
So I went to Belmont University, okay? Uh-huh. If y'all didn't know. there are tunnels that run from Belmont to downtown.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Have you ever been in them?
No.
What's the purpose?
I don't really know. Elvis? But apparently, like, big-time people in Nashville and stuff, they do, like, kind of scandalous things down there. I don't know.
Dude, anymore. No, literally. There's, like, this whole conspiracy theory about Nashville backroom deals. And that Nashville has been rumored to run on quiet handshakes and secret industry circles. Which, honestly, let's be real, Hollywood does the same thing.
Sometimes I think about the fact that I work in the music industry. There's some sketchy stuff. Dude, and I don't align.
No. Some of the, like, craziest stuff. So, okay, let's go into this. Okay. So I was watching. Did I send you this reel? It is a real account of this musician who's trying to make it. Honestly, I've never heard of him. But
what's his name? Okay, never mind.
I'll have to find out. But it's like something like it's not Youngblood. Isn't that a real person? Okay, it's not him. It's not him. But it's something like an odd name. Anyway, he was telling this story about how he was about to come out with an album, so he got hired to do this photo shoot up on a mountain. And he got in the car, and they go up and up and up this mountain. And he makes a point to say, like, it was a spiraled mountain, okay?
Love circle?
Like a circle. Okay. Yeah, they go up in a circle. It's just not, like, a straight drive up, okay? And that after the photo shoot, they said something like, you need to come back to this party with us or something. I don't know. We'll have to post this on our story, but Come to find out, this person he was talking to, they get in the car and he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And they head straight down the mountain all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And when he's talking to this guy, the guy looked at him and literally he swears on his life this guy's face changed right in front of him.
Like, I don't doubt it.
It's his real account of, like, seeing the devil in person.
I don't.
And he said, if you do not align with these people, and some of them are part of the Illuminati, if you don't align with them, then you're not going to make it. And I've never heard of this guy.
Deuces, I don't give two shits.
Dude.
Bye.
He said it scared the shish out of him. The car stopped so that the guy could get out, and he said the guy just vanished. Like, he doesn't even know where he went. And so then he sees a mailman. And he's like, I need your help. Like, I need you to get me down off this mountain. And the mailman was like, you're insane. Like, because think about it, right? Some guy comes up to you and he goes, let me in your car. I need to get off this mountain. No, people are sketchy as hell.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, please. Like, I'm begging you. So he does. And he, like, gets off this mountain. He never heard from them ever again. Like, and he went on this podcast recounting this story. And it just brings up all this, like, Illuminati stuff, which is another conspiracy. And, like,
it's not
you believe it
100%. Just like, I'm not gonna, I deal with so many mentally ill people every day, like, disturbed. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm speaking to someone that's, like, possessed or something. It's crazy. And I never in a million years thought working in the music industry I would deal with that. But anyway, away from that, it's just like there's certain things that happen in the music industry or like parties and stuff. It's just, it has to be.
Well, and some people say like this group of people in Nashville is called the Nashville Machine. And a lot of people say that the Nashville Machine is actually more powerful than the Illuminati. Which is creepy. Like, I thought country music was wholesome, and
I'm going to tell you right now, if that's the ticket in.
No, thanks. No. Yeah, I don't want it.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. Yeah. I love Jesus. How about you? Like, no.
I sure do. Yeah, I don't need none of that, but it's crazy. Like, you know, I don't know. But I have a question. If you could bring back one country legend from the dead just to confirm or deny the rumors, who would it be?
Loretta Lynn, because she is truthful. She will tell everything.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to hold nothing back.
It just makes... I agree. I just hate to think that, like, people who are huge, Loretta, Dolly, Keith Urban, you know, some of my favorites... would be a part of that machine. Or maybe they...
Here's the thing. I think that everybody in the industry maybe turns an eye to certain things, but mm-hmm. I don't think everybody is involved fully. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they could be.
Because if everybody was involved, then it would be... There wouldn't... People would start telling... I'm trying to think how to say this. Like, I think there needs to be some people that are on the good part of, so people can, like... can say, oh, no, I know this person. Like, they're salt of the earth, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. But if everybody was kind of evil and everything, then it wouldn't be as easy to get away with.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Well, do you think Elvis is still alive?
He was looking really inflamed. I love Elvis. I don't think he's alive.
I don't think he is, but I kind of think...
Michael Jackson? Maybe.
I don't think Michael Jackson is, but I do think Tupac is. The way you just did that scared the shit out of me. I thought you saw something outside. Dude, I don't know.
There's that video of Michael Jackson. They are lifting his body. I don't know. Wait, why were they doing that? Why were they lifting his body? Wait a
minute. I don't know.
I was in middle school or high school. There was a video of Michael Jackson. They were lifting his body in a helicopter.
What?
Like, they had him on a gurney and he was being lifted.
Were they?
Am I thinking correctly here?
I don't know.
But anyway, he like, you see his body kind of go up.
No, okay, but that's like, isn't it called rigor mortis? When a dead body moves. It
but
is.
He said,
I'm friends with a mortician.
Hee-hee.
No, he didn't. Okay. You lying. Okay, here's another conspiracy theory to the music industry is the 27 Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the famous musicians who died at the age of 27, like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse, just to name a few. Why 27? And what? It's almost as if they were all drug-related.
I think some people aim for it.
Ugh. Amy Winehouse, what a great loss.
Ugh.
I mean, they all are. Those are huge, huge, huge names.
I think there was one recently.
I don't know.
I think, though. Can I ask what that thing is over there?
Which one?
The black thing.
The machine gun.
Machine gun Kelly.
It's not a machine gun. I'm sorry. A massage gun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
God. I'm out here like a freaking mobster. No, that is my massage gun. It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It'd probably beat the hell out of me.
It would. It would. I have to use it on low.
No, thank you.
Okay, what's another conspiracy theory you have?
Okay, so when you say the year 2020, what do you think?
Well, COVID.
COVID-19. what a weird time to be alive. We lived through a pandemic.
It's insane. When you really think about it, okay? And Jeff and I just watched the Hurricane Katrina documentary, and it kind of goes into 2020. Does it? Or
am I thinking those were two different else? Times, no, but maybe they did talk about it.
Katrina was in 2005, which is nuts. But I think they talk about how Katrina, the global pandemic of, well, not global, but the city pandemic situation of that was actually greater than COVID, which I could be crossing my wires. But anyway, watching back stills of like animals coming out. Because nobody's in the street. It is very apocalyptic to look at those photos.
I'm going to be honest with you. When we went to New Orleans for your bachelorette party, I was shocked. They had, you were driving, so you may not have been able to look. I was like looking around the city and there's like just demolished, abandoned.
Still.
The roads are like bumpy. Just like it was just left.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Going to like two different times, but. Yeah, Hurricane Katrina, y'all really should watch that documentary. It's horrible. I cried. It's very, very sad. But our government, they abandoned that city.
Yeah.
It is atrocious. I mean, literally, I was too young to really, like, care, right? I was in high school, and I realize more and more the older I get how much tunnel vision I had when I was a teenager. And I didn't really like care about any outside stuff, which is horrible. Maybe teenagers these days are a lot more woke than I am in that sense where they care about the outside world. But like there is a photo and they talk about how President Bush flew over Katrina from vacation. And there are photos of him just looking out. Now, he looks very somber and he looks like he's seen a ghost because he can't believe the state of it. But he didn't do shit.
I was in fifth grade.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
In 2005?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, Josh was in high... When you said you were in high school, I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, wait, no, Josh was in high school when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, I was in ninth grade, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy. Well.
Crazy.
But, okay, so COVID.
Oh, sorry. It is my turn.
No. But COVID, I think we're going to rock the boat with this one. But it's coming out more and more that masks don't do shit, okay? Mm-hmm. And I still see people in the store wearing masks and stuff. And I'm like, babes, I don't think, if it makes you feel better, sure.
Yeah, the only time I could see that, which I have a chronic illness, but I don't wear one, but I could see where somebody might, or if they have somebody in their family that has cancer or something, like they want to do that extra mile of making sure they don't bring anything in the house. But
does it work?
I don't know. But if you feel like there might be a potential for it to work, then
it helps you sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Which
I saw these people at, there was a lady at Walmart who was wearing a mask and this person like gave her a dirty look and like, okay, they may not work, but just let them freaking do what they, if they want to wear, if you want to not be able to breathe, then fine.
I'm not out here giving people looks. I'm not out here saying shit. I followed every mandate that I had to. I wasn't out here being like, no mask, nobody, you can't regulate my, I didn't do that. Okay. I followed the rules.
Yeah. I'm just like, believe what you, if this person wants to believe this, if this person wants to believe this. But I'm not going to cause a scene in Walmart.
No.
And there's a lot of times that I want to, but I'm still not going to. But anyway. All right. So it was a weird time to be alive. I remember I lived with my friend Maggie, and she worked at a hospital.
Ugh.
And she was in charge of cleaning all utensils, like all that, like making sure nothing. And she would tell me like what was going on in the hospitals. And I'm like, there's no way the world's going to shut down. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Like this, that's not a real thing. Like that's not, and then it did.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so this story takes place in Nashville during 2020.
Okay.
And on Christmas Day of 2020.
Okay.
An RV pulls up downtown on 2nd Street, which.
Holy shit, that was 2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like we've had this full year. I remember COVID was like started in March of 2020.
Yep. March 13th.
Went into 2021. So had this, it was just a weird year all around, and it couldn't end without this disaster happening. And I just want to mention, I worked for Ryman Hospitalities where me and Liz met.
Ryman.
Mm-hmm. So I worked full time at the Opry, and I was working full time at the Opry, and then I would have to go to work at like the Ryman at the Wild Horse Saloon. Da, 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 da. So at the Wild Horse Saloon is on 2nd Street. It was. Now it's Luke Combs Bar.
Yeah, but it was.
Yeah. So anyway, I was living in Kentucky at the time, but I remember hearing about this RV pulling up on 2nd Street and seeing video from my old place of employment of the freaking, they had these like wooden beams that came down and they were shaking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. It's just so weird to see something that you're so familiar with in those stands. Do you remember what was going on with you? You were here, right?
Yeah, I was in my apartment. Jeff was at work at the Grand Ole Opry. And I remember this because when this happened, right, which you're going to go into this, so I don't want to steal your spotlight.
No.
All of the cell towers went out.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff and I had AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
So we were screwed.
Yeah.
And I have never been more concerned because I just, there was no way for me to get to him.
Were you pregnant at the time?
Yeah, actually.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I found out I was pregnant November 7th. So this happened. I was 1 month pregnant. Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, it was Christmas Day. Everybody was hoping to, you know, have a day of being with your family and enjoying that. And then I remember getting the news somehow that Nashville had a bomb go off on 2nd Street. Yep. And the RV pulled up. It was Blast Like a Familiar Song. And I'm going to say the words just because I find them really eerie. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know, downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go where they never close downtown. The fact that this person used this song, it's just
psychotic on psychotic. A whole new level.
And if you listen to the song, I'm not going to sing it here, but it's like, yeah, it's like a happy, it's in a lot of movies, it's happy and it's just creepy. So the song played and then a countdown began. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And approximately at 6:30 a.m., an RV exploded. That Christmas day was filled with confusion and heartache, and many people in the area did not have cell service. So mm-hmm. this reached not only Tennessee AT&T users, but also Kentucky and all the way to Alabama and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I was like trying to get a hold of you and everybody else down here. And
I couldn't talk to you or my parents.
So it was all perpetrated by one guy named Anthony Quinn Warner, and he was a 63-year-old IT.
Yep.
Something. He did something in IT. I don't really know.
He's like an IT specialist.
Yeah. And so he acted alone. There were like people that got hurt, but he was the only one that died.
Yeah.
In the coming days of confusion and trying to figure out what led up to this, investigators would come up with like little facts they figured out that would ultimately become like their theories on what happened. So it is a fact that Warner's girlfriend, a year before this,
oh my God, yeah,
had given a tip to the police that he was building a bomb in his RV. And they pretty much told her, we don't have enough sufficient evidence to get a search warrant. So it was just on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
I think, I feel like they didn't do much digging.
No, none at all. That's the thing is like sometimes when people call in for help, they're like, well, you know, something's going to have to happen. And it's like, okay, so when I die, then you're going to do something about it. Right. It makes no sense.
Yeah. And then so a week before, maybe it was a couple days before. No, it was like a week before this all happened. What's his name? Anthony was out talking to his neighbor.
Yes.
And his neighbor was just, they were pretty much just shooting the shit. And he was like, so is Santa going to give you anything good for Christmas? And he goes, let me quote it exactly. He smiled and said, oh yeah, Nashville and the world is never going to forget me. I feel like, how would you take that if your neighbor said that?
I mean, you would definitely be like, what?
Yeah, I guess. Like, if he...
Or are you, like, coming out with an album? Do you think you're about to be famous? Yeah. Like, should true. I get your autograph? What's
true,
happening?
True, true. And then, I'm not sure if this is the same neighbor, but Anthony mailed something to a former neighbor. So, I guess not, because that was his neighbor. This was a former neighbor. So, received a package postmarked December 23rd, 2 days before the bombing. And the package reportedly included 2 USB drives, a letter containing conspiracy theories, details about 5G technology, aliens, and other crazy beliefs. There were no threats, but the tone and content.
Documentary.
That's what I get for reading. were kidding. Described as rambling and paranoid. And I just want to mention this again. I speak to people like this every day that are out of their minds,
mm-hmm.
paranoid, rambling. I talked to a guy the other day who has called multiple times with homophobic commentary, saying that his music he created can tap into a DNA and make someone straight.
Oh, God.
And that he used to live in Nashville, but they the FBI's out to get him. And I can't get off the phone with these people.
Dude, why don't you just hang up?
We can't.
Lost call?
Until he says, because he kept skirting around it, until he says something like outright.
You can't go.
Finally, I just kept talking over. He hung up on me and I was like.
Okay, good.
But anyway, so.
Dude, that's nuts.
Warner was known to be a paranoid man who had suicidal ideations, and he was deeply affected by conspiracies he believed in. So I brought this all up because he was a person who deeply believed in conspiracies. And he was very suspicious of 5G technology, believing that it was used for mind control. So that may be why he parked outside of AT&T.
For sure.
And then he also believed that there were lizards among us. He believed that, like, people in power, like politicians and celebrities. I've heard that a lot of people think Beyonce is a reptile.
Okay.
So they believe that celebrities are shape-shifting reptilian humanoids who control the earth.
We call those demons, but okay.
And then he also believed in aliens, and he wanted to take trips to go hunt these aliens.
May the power of Christ compel you.
Lord mercy. So anyway, I also found this interesting. During my research on Reddit, I feel like I've shot at Reddit.
Can we get sponsored?
I freaking love Reddit. It's crazy. I found out there was another bombing in Nashville.
Really?
Like back in, it was August of 79. It was a 300 to 400 pound bomb that was placed not too far from the Ryman Auditorium.
Holy shiza.
Yeah.
That's a heavy ass bomb. How the hell did they get that out there?
I don't know. It was left in a car at like a car lot, I believe. Oh. I don't know. It was on 6th Street. But anyway, I don't know any more about that, but I wanted to mention it.
Dude, I remember that you are pulling this out of a file folder I put in a file deep inside of the brain waves. I mean, I forgot all about this guy.
And this is a weird thing. So he left his property. He lived in Antioch. Antioch is like 30 minutes southeast of Nashville. He lived in Antioch and he had a property there. He left it to a random lady who was from East Tennessee, but lived in California currently. Her name wasn't on the deed. She really didn't know who this man was. He left his property to her.
Yeah.
And everybody's like trying to figure out, who is this lady? And it came out that apparently her lawyer figured out that he was good friends with her mom.
It's so weird.
I don't know.
It's so weird. But, like, I remember because obviously when the tower goes down, you don't have access to people, but you don't have access to Wi-Fi. So, like, and everything Jeff has is Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, no. I mean, it was boring as hell, you guys. Like, I was losing my mind. No TV. No.
Were y'all in West Nashville?
I was in that stupid Rivertop apartment.
Yeah, West Nashville. Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. Jeff and I just talked about that apartment the other day.
Oh, it's not West Nashville. It's Nashville West.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get it right. Gosh. We paid top dollar. But yeah, I remember. Then all of a sudden, the next day... Because I don't think they had that tower up. I think it was out for like 2.5 days or something. Finally, when you got Wi-Fi, you started seeing the body cam footage from the cops.
Yeah.
And them like running around because somebody had called in that there was a loud disturbance, which was the song. Then all of the troops. And I feel like... I have to look it up, but I feel like they were aware ahead of time because how would they have all those people out there in time? I mean, there were a lot of police officers.
My only thought is if there was like a...
Like, did he tip them off? I can't remember.
I don't know, but maybe there was a Christmas marathon, but then there would be more people out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
There was a lot
of police. But it was still dark because it's December at 6:30 a.m. And I'll never forget listening to the truck. You can hear it. And it wasn't just numbers counting down. It was a robot, like Siri. And I think it was male, but it was like 3, 2, 1. And then it like paused. It went beep and psh, like a movie, like in Gotham City or some shit.
We live in freaking Gotham City. I think he wanted to be a villain from Batman. I do too.
It was freaky. And
the Batman building is AT&T building.
Uh-huh. And then, oh, see, that's a conspiracy all of it in itself. But, dude,
creepy. Nuts.
It was creepy.
So, I find it crazy because sometimes when I'm going home from work, it's easier for me. Like, I know the way home, but sometimes it's just better when you live in a city to, like, put in your GPS the fastest route home. So sometimes it'll route me through downtown. Mm-hmm. And I can't turn on 2nd Street because it's still freaking shut down from this.
Seriously, it is?
Yeah, you can't go straight up 2nd. Yeah. They make you turn, and you can look, and there's still damage to the buildings. Hooters closed down because of this. I don't know if it's because of this.
Freaking Hooters.
I would assume. Freaking Hooters. They're not getting any... business because the streets closed down.
You literally have to go right by the boot place and then turn by what is that called? Ugly Beaver or something?
Sabaro. Yes. I don't think that's there anymore either. Sabaro closed down.
Dang.
I may be lying, but I haven't seen it in a while. And I would always think of Michael Scott when he's like, my favorite New York pizza. What is it called? The Dirty Sbarro. Beaver?
I think it is.
You could ride a mechanical bull there. Nashville is a fever dream.
It's something else.
Just want to mention, so Anthony Warner was deeply, like, disturbed by conspiracy theories, and now he has conspiracy theories about him.
Isn't that so interesting?
It's crazy.
Okay, so he was all freaked out by aliens and stuff, which brings us to our second to last conspiracy theory, which is Area 51.
Ooh. I don't really know much. Why did that creep me out?
I don't know. So Jeff and I watched this new Netflix series called Trainwreck. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Very fascinating.
I've got too much on my content plate. Sheesh.
They just did one on the Storm Area 51. Do you remember when this happened? Okay, well, it started off, this isn't part of the conspiracy, but just to recap the documentary, they started it off with this guy who, he was just kind of a troll in his own right, you know? He owned I think they call him a small page or something, where they just like, just troll each other, basically on Facebook. It's all funny. Everybody knows things are jokes. Well, he put out an event of Storm Area 51 at like 2 a.m., okay.
Oh, it was a little jokey joke.
It was a joke.
Ooh.
And the internet took it and ran with it. And then it became this thing. You guys have to watch this
just documentary. Just like Garth Brooks being a murderer.
Dude, I had no idea it went this deep. But basically, the town got notified that there was this event happening. This lady that was part of this diner spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of her own money to do like a band, like all sorts of stuff. Cause they were like, holy shit, like our town is not made for a million people. Yeah. It's just not. I mean, it's freaking dirt and a hotel and a cafe. Okay. And she put in a bunch of money to this. It turns out that Matt was like, well, I think that was his name. Well, you know, this is going to happen. I guess it's going to happen. So they like hired event people. Like it got out of control. And both of us being a part of events, you would love this documentary because it's like, holy cow.
Is it like the TanaCon?
Kind of. Oh, yeah, like Firefest, pretty much. Yeah, they were like, this is like the alien Firefest. So anyway, and it ended up that nobody actually, they were all in on the joke, which is annoying. They all still went out there, but nobody actually stormed Area 51 because you're going to die. I mean, they are going to shoot you. But it came out that the Air Force... the government military spent $11 million to protect and lock down this place for one night because of this.
So what is Area, like, I know people want to storm it, but what is it actually?
So Area 51 is believed to be the place in the middle of the Nevada desert where they hold aliens.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Really?
I do. I do believe it. There have been many.
You have connections.
I 100% believe it. There are people who are ex-military who have come out and been on documentaries that have said there are actual UFO spacecrafts at Area 51 that the government is studying. They're trying not to let anybody in it. Why else would they kill you if you're going to step foot on it? Mm. What's there?
My video, The Cloud, the other day.
Uh-huh.
They made an article about me in my hometown.
What?
They reached out to me and they're like, when did this happen? They're like, aspiring singer-songwriter sees UFO in Nashville.
Oh my God. Okay, well, that cloud you saw was very
supernatural. Girl, I was walking and I'm like, what the freak is that?
Dude, when you sent that to me. But like, okay, remember when Dink was on the podcast and all the alien stuff he sent us after the podcast? It is real, okay? It is real.
Well, I've told you that story that I think that something with an alien happened to me. I was laying in bed and I felt like,
yes.
I swear that happened. There was flashing lights.
Yes.
Too.
Listen, I don't think you're a cuckoo bird.
They gave me rheumatoid arthritis.
They gave me the diabetes. Who knows? But no, I 1000% know that something is at Area 51. I don't know what it is. It could be a pile of goo that moves around for all we know. We don't know. We don't know.
Are your dad and brother allowed to speak on this?
No. I mean, they don't. I don't think they have any knowledge towards it, but they could.
I didn't know if they could. If they can, people in the military have opinions on these things?
Yes.
Okay.
They can. But is their opinion real or are they trying to throw you off the scent?
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
True, true, true.
Dad, I believe, I'm not wrong in saying this, but I do believe Dad believes in another life form, but he has never confirmed nor denied if that's an alien.
Do you believe aliens are a good life form or an evil life form?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Hmm.
They could be studying us just like we want to study them.
Yeah, who's to say? I mean, I always got to bring Jesus up into it, but maybe Jesus is in control of them too.
What's to say we're the only life forms in existence?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe the love of my life is an alien.
Maybe.
You're so hypnotizing. Katy Perry.
If Katy Perry can go to space, you sure as hell can too and find your one and only.
She is a cuckoo bird. I'm She's sorry. She's a lizard. She is a lizard for sure.
Well, no, I totally believe it. I don't know. But you know that movie about the aliens, and now I can't remember it.
Alien.
Oh, God.
Xenon?
No, but that's a great movie.
Let's do Xenon as a Halloween theme.
We should. Zetus Lapidus.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom, boom.
I'll make Billy be that guy. All right, I gotta figure out the name of this movie. Please hold. Alien movie. But it's so sad, actually.
Avatar?
No.
You're so hypnotizing.
It's really sad, but like there's a person, they find a bunch of aliens, they bring them. It's kind of like Area 51. And
alien movie.
Why can't I think of this? I wonder if anybody's gonna be listening to this screaming.
Is it called Alien?
No.
Oh.
Have you ever seen Alien?
Mm-mm.
That's a classic, my dude.
It looks terrifying.
Okay, listen, we got it. I mean, kind of. It depends on your definition of. Huh?
We gotta watch Harry Potter.
I know. It depends on your definition of scary.
That's the question.
It's making me sad that I can't remember this now.
E.T.?
No, that's a good movie. No, this is like a documentary style of movie, but it's fake. I mean, it's not a real movie.
Documentary style. Documentary about aliens.
It's so sad. Anyway.
The Fourth Kind? That was called
maybe.
No, but I'm thinking of this movie that I watched when I was little, Signs.
No, but
ooh, when that,
dude,
alien
that one did scare the shit out. Okay, listen, did you ever do a church lock-in?
I was Catholic, so no, but I remember my Baptist friends did it. And I was jealous.
We were Episcopalian, now we're Anglican. Anyway, it's the same. It's the same. My mom would argue with you, but it's pretty much the same. And we did church lock-ins all the time, and we did a freaking movie, and my dad, Keith Fletcher, was in charge of the movie selection, and he chose Signs! And it scared the living
Keith,
heck out of all of us, dude. I don't know. I'm like, It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's so him to do that.
It was. And I'm like, are you okay?
There are so many movies about aliens.
Okay, I'm going to do my homework and I'm going to find the freaking name of this movie. Or please, please slide in our DMs on Instagram and please help us figure out what the hell this movie is called.
This just reminded me, when I was little, I had a crazy obsession with Ripley's Believe It or Not books.
Oh, me
like,
too.
Like, weird stuff. People with their nails, and they're like,
whoa. And the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. And so, what happened to those? Kids do not have a good upbringing.
I know. It's nostalgia, but they got rid of them. Why?
I don't know. I remember I would always get, like, a Ripley's Believe It or Not book for, like, birthdays or stuff.
Maybe people were crazy and trying to beat the world record.
I just remember people like the alien pages and then like the weird.
Like Bat Boy.
Yeah.
Remember he was born like a vampire bat.
Or like a werewolf guy.
Yeah. Anyway. It's like the Inquirer. Mm-hmm. They took all those types of things. But okay. So the last one we're going to touch on, which is super goofy, I don't believe it at all, is that birds are drones. Like birds are not real. No way.
I don't believe it, but I'm just like trying to wrap my head around the thought.
Like, I don't understand. I knew somebody who he fully believed this with his whole soul. And I was like, my dad has chickens and turkeys and peacocks. Oh my. And there's no way.
I mean, I could believe if a dog, the way Minnie Pearl looks at me sometimes, I think she's like a spy.
Well, I do believe dogs understand us.
Here's my thing. I believe that the Lord made birds. Did the government take that design and create fake birds to be in cahoots? Maybe.
You think so?
Maybe.
Cahoots.
Cahoots.
I mean, a lot of people think it's pigeons specifically.
Yeah, pigeons don't F with them things. They're the rats of the sky.
That's the name of this one.
Little nasty shit.
Rats of the sky.
Just looking at them, I get fleas.
Well, I don't believe it, but I do think that is a very goofy conspiracy theory. But and let's talk about drones.
I just keep going.
Let's talk about this for 1 second. Didn't Amazon come out with this whole thing saying drones are going to deliver your package? Babes, not one package of mine has been delivered by a drone.
Yeah, what happened with that?
I don't know. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy theory, better keep it down. Okay, if somebody knows what that is, then we are the same people. Okay, so Nick Jonas went solo with Nick Jonas, the administration, because remember, he wanted to be the president. So he had a solo project called Nick Jonas and the Administration. He had a song called Conspiracy Theory.
I don't remember that.
Conspiracy Theory, better keep it down.
That sounds really good. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. I saw him at the Ryman Auditorium, and I yelled at Papa Jonas. That's where they get their good looks from. And he just laughed at me.
Who's your favorite brother?
Nick. Nick for sure.
Yeah, Nick is delicious.
And then I went to school with their brother for like 2.5. Then he got caught with weed.
Franklin?
Yeah. Joe, I think Joe was funny back in the day. A lot of people think he's hot, but Nick was always my man.
So Sophie Turner is my girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. Through and through from Game of Thrones. Divorce ruined him for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although he was just, I think I said this on the first episode, but they were just on an episode of Beasts We Feast or something like that. We Feast. And they told him, you either have to eat this super hot wing or show us the last note on your phone. And it was that they have Camp Rock 3 to read.
Oh. So, you know, Kevin, he always gets kind of like pushed to the side. Mm-hmm. But there was the show Jonas. I didn't really watch a lot of it, but Kevin got to sing a solo and it was a huge thing. Left My Heart in Scandinavia. And I loved that song and Kevin sung it. Well, Kevin's always been very nervous about singing and he recently got to sing a solo at a show. And Danielle, his wife, is like so nervous for him. He freaking rocked it. Aww, you have good. To watch it. It gave me chills. He sounded amazing.
Oh, good. Yeah. I love his love story with her.
Oh, yeah.
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 I love when celebrities marry non-celebrities. Mm-hmm. They have the most solid relationships. Yeah. And I just really love it.
See, like Nick, we were supposed to be married, but then you go, which I don't know about her. She may be fine, but I feel like it was the most random marriage there ever had been.
Yeah. How did they even meet? Well, Joe's available if you need to slip into that family.
I don't want Joe. I want Nick with his curly hair. I love Harry Styles. I love Nick Jonas.
Well, Belly doesn't want Jeremiah either. She belongs with Conrad.
I watched it.
You've got to watch it. The Samurai Turned Pretty. Come on. It's a classic. We've only got 2 episodes left for the rest of our lives, and
they better end it well.
They better. Yeah. We'll see, but.
Spirit Theory. I have to play you this song.
Okay. You can play me that song.
We'll do it after so we don't get copyright.
I just watched the first Camp Rock because I finished Allison Stoner's book, Semi-Well Adjusted, despite literally everything. Very good, heavy book. Very good, though. And now I've been watching all of her movies. Sorry if that makes you feel weird if you ever watch this, Allison. But I've been watching all her movies because it's just so different. She gave so much behind the scenes tea about how what she was going through, and you know, she gave some tea about Demi Lovato on Camp Rock, and it's just so sad. You watch that movie and you realize how they were babies, you know, and Demi's like freaking high on coke in almost every scene. It's insane.
Yeah,
but how she acted, like literally, like the performative acting that she did while strung out on coke, I'm just like, honestly, impressive. Impressive.
Have you, I know you're into audiobooks. Have you listened to the one from Jeanette McCurdy?
Yes.
I'm Glad My Mom Died, or whatever it was.
Yep. That's actually how I got into audiobooks. The next one I'm going to listen to rather than read is Sister Wife.
Oh, I need to listen to it too, and then we can commentate. Okay.
I'll buy it and I'll share it.
Oh, can you do that?
I think so.
Huh. I'm listening to a book right now called I want to say Kentucky. It's called Chicken Fried Women. Oh, it's talking about as Southern women, we try not to be like our moms or grandmothers.
But it delves
into how their like spunkiness and like their attitudes and stuff, no matter what, that's going to be a part of you and it makes you who you are. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Okay, you buy that one. I'll buy Christine's and we'll read, listen and we'll share.
Book club.
Yeah, we're starting our little
audio.
If you want to join, get the books and hit us up.
We don't judge with audiobooks.
No. And then the next one I need to do is, after both of those, I need to buy the Bethany Joy Lentz one that you bought me to read.
But I bought Liz a book knowing you've told me before you don't, and I'm not a big reader either. I'm more of an audio person too.
Well, it was the thought that counts. It's a great book. I can't wait to read it because I really hope there's a lot of One Tree Hill drama spill in there. But if I read words, I have mild dyslexia. I've never gotten diagnosed with that, but I'm diagnosing myself with that because I flip words around a lot. And it just takes me forever, dude. My mind goes a million different places when I try to read on the page.
I just listen. Like right now, if I was reading, I hear your air conditioner on. Like, my mind automatically goes to, like...
So does Jeff's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff hears everything else except me. I say it with love, but it's true. So, yeah. Well, if you have a favorite conspiracy theory, please share. Go on our Instagram. Message us. Email us. Spillin' the tea 22@gmail.com.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't logged in like a year.
Me neither. I got a lot of emails to get through. I'm officially done with Tastify on September 16th. So I'll be done with it by the time these come out, and I'll be a little bit freer to.
Yeah, listen, me and her have been busy, busy gals, but we're starting to prioritize our own stuff. So
yeah, ourselves, our pod, each other.
I love it.
Oh, hug.
You're my chicken fried gal or whatever.
I love that. Fried chicken gal. Or chicken fried gal. I think either.
You just switched the words like you just said.
Call me Colonel whatever. What's his name?
Colonel Sanders.
Sanders.
Can we talk about the word Colonel?
It is not spelled the way that it sounds. Listen, I have a huge problem with that word. When my dad was a lieutenant colonel, pissed me off the
Why
way that
is
it's
there,
spelled.
It should be K-E-R, like a popcorn kernel. K-E-R-N-E-L.
It's literally not hard. Okay?
the
English language sucks ass because of how hard it is. And I'm learning that because Billy's trying to learn how to read. And I'm like, English sucks.
It does.
Nothing makes sense.
I was in special reading classes growing up, so.
Were you?
Yeah. the nooks. I'm on the like.
Well, Billy's dad, Jeff, he learned how to spell phonetically. Worst speller I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
It hurts me. As somebody who really loves grammar. But, you know, that was the 90s way. Remember, hooked on phonics.
Yeah, I did hooked on phonics.
Ugh, so did my sister. I think it ruined people, but there you go.
Say that word again.
Hooked on phonics.
Ruin.
Ruin.
Okay. Ruined people. I listened to a podcast and two of the girls that are, they're from Wisconsin or Minnesota, and they say rune. Mm. That ruined me.
Nope.
And ruined. I thought you said that, and I was like, wait, what?
People hate the way I say banana.
Banana.
Banana. It's very nasally and annoying, but it's how I know how to say it.
I don't know where you picked that up from.
I don't know, because I don't really have an accent. I have a pretty neutral accent, mm-hmm. unless I'm drunk or angry. Then it gets a little twangy. But, or I'm trying to make tips at the Grand Ole Opry. Then I really turn it on.
Yep.
And I got some fat tips.
Same. But wear your hair in some braids.
Yeah, you don't have to turn it on, though. It's just natural. Nope. Everything's natural for Whitney. The red hair, the cute accent. Like, she gets everything.
Oh, I'm so natural.
How does it feel to be God's favorite?
So natural. I've got fake hair, fake lashes, fake boobs.
Okay, so we'll end it by this. We finally put up our Halloween decor. I'm starting to do it on the first UT game of every season. It just seems to work out that way. Go Vols. And we put up our werewolf, Carla. That's what Billy named our werewolf. And she has long nails, right? Claws. And she goes, Mommy, Carla has nails like Aunt Whitney. And I said, you better tell her that.
I was honored, but then I looked at her nails and I was like, oh.
You should be honored.
I'm still honored. Carla's killing it. She's got some claws on her.
Mm-hmm.
I did mine today.
They look good.
Wish that I...
Oh, now that's in my head all day.
Was there a game yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm doing really well with my new journey as a fan.
I'm proud of you.
I've watched zero games.
We freaking punished them.
Who did they play?
Eastern Tennessee State University, ETSU.
Never heard of her.
Exactly. they're throwing some weird-ass games our way. I don't really like how it works anymore. I really wish that SEC would play SEC or whatever. It doesn't work like that anymore. Now they put us with a bunch of different random teams and in different conferences, and it gets really confusing. But we're about to get into those nitty-gritty games where we face, like, Georgia and Alabama and Florida. And those are the real games you should care about.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be here with my orange on.
Good. All right. Well, that concludes this episode of Spilling the Tea.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Thank y'all for listening to Spillin' the Tea.
Whitney Merritt and Liz Ent are co-hosts and co-producers.
The show is edited by Jeff Ent. Our theme song is sung by Whitney Merritt.
You can follow us on Instagram at @SpillinTheTea_podcast, Facebook at Spillin' the Tea, and TikTok at Spillin' the Tea Nash for all updates and additional podcast materials.
We want to hear from you, so be sure to send your comments, leave reviews, give us your ratings, and share us with a friend.
And most importantly, y'all come back now, you hear?